The Prime Minister of Denmark visited Greenland this week to deliver a message to the Trump administration saying it cannot have it. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen spent 3 days on the world's largest island, which is a semi-autonomous territory belonging to the Kingdom of Denmark. President Donald Trump has repeatedly said the United States should acquire the Arctic island for strategic and national defense purposes. Just last week, Vice President J.D. Vance visited Greenland and accused Denmark of underinvesting there and neglecting its people. Frederiksen said that NATO has been a reliable friend to the United States, saying, quote, "If we let ourselves be divided as allies, then we do our foes a favor." The Prime Minister said she will do everything she can to keep that from happening, noting the United States and Denmark have been friends for a long time, and she wants that friendship to continue. However, Mette Frederiksen, Prime Minister, Denmark, said, "This is not only about Greenland or Denmark. This is about the world order that we have built together across the Atlantic over generations. You cannot annex another country, not even with an argument about international security." The Prime Minister went on to say, "Denmark is now strengthening security around Greenland with new ships in the Arctic, long-range drones, and satellite upgrades. She maintains Denmark is upholding its commitments." She then offered this olive branch to the U.S. Frederiksen, then stated, "If you want to be more present in Greenland, Greenland is ready. And if you would like to strengthen security in the Arctic, just like us, then let us do it together." Political parties in Greenland recently formed a broad-based coalition government to help resist U.S. pressure to take over the self-governing island of less than 60,000 people.